Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Remember the Shifley Mishmas. Maris Esther, Master of Shmuel. Continuing our series of Shilim. Sefer Bava Kama, we're holding enough in Aleph on the base, Siyat Mishmaya. The Omar Ula, Omar Rebbe Lazar, and Ula said the name of Lazar, the whole Shemitra of Pesach Shemim, the firstborn child, was Chas Shalom killed within 30 days of its birth. Literally torn within 30 days of its birth, ain podinosa. One is not required to redeem him. Chintani yomi rachama, toshin arpodo tifte, yacholafilun yifat nitchach, pisov shleshim yayim, and lomer ach cholak. It might be thought that even if a firstborn child is killed within 30 days, one is required to redeem it, like the pasuk says, but we should surely redeem to qualify the chiyuv and teach that in such an instance, one, if he was nitlaf within 30 days, if he died within 30 days, one need not redeem such a child.
Rashi, Dibur HaMasna, B'chol Shenitlaf, B'chol Adam Shenerag, Toch Lamed Yom, Ein Podim Oto. אין צריך לפתותו, ואם מת מעצמו, לא צריך לנו נאמר, דחתי ופתיע מבין חודש תפתה. אבל אשתי צריך להשמין דלור מין אלקטו אהב החי, ולא נפל אהב ולפרקה. So Rashi says that you don't have to be poide. A child who was killed within 30 days, if he died by himself, we don't need a chiddush to tell us that, because it says you redeem him after 30 days. He didn't reach the 30 days. But now you need a chiddush if he was killed, as Shalom, to say that you shouldn't say that if he hadn't been killed, he would have lived. So he was a viable child, he wasn't an Eiffel. And Memela, you have to redeem him. It's Kamash Malan that you don't. Kamash Malan that you don't have to redeem him. As Mevoar Midivrei Rashi, that without Gzeras HaKosuf, we would say that even though we don't know Bevadai She'en or Nefel, we don't know Bevadai that he's not an Eiffel, because he was Nera Koidem Lamed Yoim, we would assume that he's not an Eiffel, and we would have to redeem him. Chora, the reason you would have to redeem him, not for the Gzeres HaKosuf, is because of a rule that we follow the Rov, Aznin Basarube. The Rov Lodois Einam Nefalim. And most Vlads aren't Nephils. Ale yesh le tumoa. Shalei lech ora, pidyon ha-ben yesh lo din memoina. Meachar shura kenyan shal priyat chov la-kohen. Ma pitom, that you're going to go after the rov, and rov lodos aren't nephalim, and therefore you would have to redeem him. Chari pidyon ha-den is a din mamin. Because you have to pay off the chov to the kohen. And we pass in like Shmuel, Baba Kama 46b, Baba Master 92b, Ein Hochem Imam Nachar Arroiv, Shem Otsime Chaberu Alav Araya, Imken Lama Yitchayev Liftot Et Beno, Mechamat Rov. How would you have to put your son out to Rov? You don't go Imam Nachar Arroiv. And Memela, you have no Rov, you wouldn't say, oh, Rov kids aren't Nephilim, so you have to be put to the child. But Imam Ein Hochem Nachar Arroiv, so assume he wasn't Nephilim, you don't have to redeem him. Ein Tosis B'chayrus B'chaf Amud Aleph Dimaschal Rabbi Yeshua V'Rosh Shekasu L'Hedji Sheva Pidyon Aben Omrim Ein Olchem Imamon Achar Rov. So what's my pshat kan that we don't say the rule of Ein Olchem Imamon Achar Rov, we do follow the Rov L'chor. So while we've been traversing the Chedushim of Agoin HaTzadik Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky Zatzal, so we are now in Simen Memches. And he explains as follows. Shita Mekubetzis in our sugya writes in the name of Tamidei Rav Yisrael that the Pidyon HaBen we follow the Rov because it's a mitzvah sesei of Piduyav Mi Ben Chodesh Tifte. The reason we follow the Rov is because it's a mitzvah sesei of redeeming your son at the month mark. V'nira'a shekavanatoi שיש שני דינים בפדיון הבן. דין אחד, שאב משובד לכהן לא עושה סלוי חמישה סלויים. There's a din mamonis, and they have to give the coin five slain. And then there's a din mitzvah. The father has a mitzvah to be paid to his son. So maybe we can say that even though they have the din mamon, we don't go after the rov. Nevertheless, they have the second din. In other words, the mitzvah says, say we do go after the rov. And he'll be chayv to be paid to his son, al's rov. But we have to understand the shita mekubetzes. But Pashtus, the Gedel Mitzvah Pidyon HaBen, is that the father has to pay the chov to the kohen. If the mitzvah is to pay the money, so then it's mamonis. If it's mamonis, ein hocham mamon achar rov. We find that you don't have to pay if it's a suffix because of motzi mechavrel v'raya. So it must be fundamentally a mamonis tikadin. So we can explain the Shita Mekubetzes based on the Ma'arit Al-Gazi in his Perush and Hilchos Bechoros L'Ramban, Perakres Oysamach Zayin, that there are two inyanim in Pidyon HaBen. Number one is a mitzvah l'hafrish chamish sloim, uvizel avad makayim mitzvahs Pidyon HaBen, and there's an additional mitzvah of giving it to the Kohen. So the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen is fulfilled by being mafrish five sloim, and not by paying to the Kohen. The mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen is not telling the chi of mammon of Pidyon HaBen. So it emerges that that we say b'chol tuchta, that a person's patur Pidyon HaBen is specific, it's only got a din sin of the coin, which is a din mammon. But yeah, he still has to be mafrish five slime in order to be makayim the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, which is not a mammonistic inyan at all. And in that way, it's similar to suffic peter chamor. Shemafrish b'lekayim mitzvah pidyon peter chamor. You don't have to give it to the coin, because we say there's a suffix by Peter Chamor, we say Motzei Chavrel V'raya. So we have in the Rit Al-Gazi that there are two inyanim. There's the Hafrosha, which is the mitzvah, and then there's the Din Mamonis, which is giving it to the Kohen. So even if there's no Mamonis, because I'm Motzei Chavrel V'raya, and he's no proof that he's Magielo, because there's a suffix if it's the child is Chayim Pidyon HaBen, but mitzvah the mitzvah, a person has to be suffix. According to this, we can say that the Shita Mekubetzes is not talking about the Nesin of the coin. The Shita Mekubetzes, when he says that it's a mitzvah essay, it's talking about the Indian of Hafroshe. Without the Xeris Hakosav, you would say that you have to be mafrish the five slime. But you don't have to give it to the coin. You have to be mafrish the five slime because maybe the child have to be kind of mitzvah misafik, and rove children aren't nefels. So you follow the rove that rove children aren't nefels, and you have to be kind of mitzvah misafik of being mafresh to five slime. But as far as giving it to the kohen, the olam lo alal adat afichad, adat rashi, adat whoever, that you should have to give it to the kohen. My pitom, you have to give it to the kohen. You know, moment achar rove. By mamonis, we don't follow rov. So you're right, rovs aren't nafels. But, so that's machayev the person to be machayev the mitzvah of being mafresh the five slime. But as far as actually giving it to the kohen, we don't care that there's a rov that he's chayev in the mitzvah. Because mamonis dick, it's not chayev, because ain't ocha mamon achar rov. And keep the money for himself. And maybe we can add that if we say like the Ma'arit Al-Ghazi, there's a mitzvah of a fresh as five slime. Besides the mitzvah in the sin of the Kohen, we can say that even though in a case of suffix, he doesn't have to give the five slime to the Kohen, it's only chayv and afrasha. Nevertheless, Boivin shel roiv, since the rov is machriya the suffix and yinchi of afrasha. So he has to give the five slime to the kohen. He has to do the nesina. Understand? In other words, once we say that he's chayv to do the mitzvah al misafik, sheboifin shel suffix, he has to do the mitzvah of afrasha, Mele also a Meofen Shel Sofik has to give the money to the kohen. Why? He's like the Aflah says in the first parak of Ksubis, famous Aflah. That we say in Ochem Mamon Achar Ro, it's only Boefen Shel Sofik Nogea Rak L'dinei Mamnis. But if the Sofik is Nogea to other things, the way you do go after the Rov is also going to help L'dinei Mamon. Because the Rov is Mechriya the Sofik. Since the Rov is Mechriya the Sofik, then you're, when it comes to mamonis, you also have to give the money. So according to this, we can say that since the robe is good, legabi mitzvah frasha, really you're chayvin mitzvah nesina, because you're machriya the suffix of afrasha. And therefore you also have to do nesina. And the Shita Mekubetza says that because there's a mitzvah of Pidgin HaBen, he's not only talking about the mitzvah of Afrasha. Once we're machriya that there's a mitzvah of Afrasha, misafik, he also has to give the money misafik. That's why we have a kamash melon in that. So that's Pshat Melashi, to live Xeris HaKosov. You would have to do the mitzvah of Pidgin HaBen, which means even give the five slime to the kohen. Because there's a suffix mitzvah here. And on suffix mitzvah, you have to have fresh on the mela. That's also machriya, the suffix mammon. You have to give the coin the money. Kamashlana, you don't. That's one way of explaining Rashi. It can also be miyashiv Rashi differently based on what the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The mitzvah, Shemani, Mishitzvana, Liftas, Bukhar Adam, Shemit, and Adam, Mavil, Mem, Lakoin. Amar Yisale, Bukhar, Benecha, Sitim. So you see from around, the mitzvah pigeon aben is not just an idea of pira and choiv. It's like this child is shaykh to the coin, and then you have to redeem from the coin. What does the Rambam say? Kilu kfar zachaboy v'nikneamen. It's like the coin owns the child, and we're buying him from the coin. The coin is not bailus in this channel, but it's as if he does. Do the sage your opinion, as if he's pigeon, as if he does. And for this reason, he writes, Mr. Pigeon Ben, Zabuchor Ben Echatit Emli. We're supposed to give our son to Hashem. Make our mitzvahs to show that the son is shayach to Hashem. And the Pasuk Ach Padot Iftas Bechor Adam teaches you the way to be mekayim this mitzvah by the Maisa Pigeon. And then we understand the nusach of the Gaonim that the Pidgin HaBen, nusach is my boy's fair. What do you want more, the money or the kid? It's mashma, the coin has bailus on the Bechor. Because he's saying, what do you want more? You get to choose. You want the money more, then I get to keep your kid. You want your kid more, then you have to give me the money. Now we understand Rashi, that we can say Yesh Lelech Acharov, say Mistam Ein or Nefel, says Pidgin HaBen is a Maisa Pidgin, it's not a Priya Schoiv, not a Din Mammon, it's not, you're not Shaykhing, the cloud is not Shaykh of Ein Ocha Mammon Acharov. So the first teretz we said in Rashi is that Midin HaMitzvah, you have to do Hafrasha and maybe even Nisina Lekoin. Kamash Malan, you don't. But even before you get to the Mammon, it's the Mitzvah of Hafrasha. Or according to the Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the mitzvah of Pidgin HaBen is not a mitzvah of Priya Schov, it's a mitzvah of the coin owns the child, and you're redeeming him from the hands of the coin. It's a kamash man the Gemara, but if he dies before 30 days, it's not necessary. Even though Apirov would have gone through 30 days, he wasn't in Nefel, it doesn't matter. If not for the Xeris HaKosev, you would say he has to do it, because it's primarily mitzvah. Redeeming him from the coin, and not mamonis. For mamonis, I know mamonach haro, but here it's a mitzvah, so... So Kamash Malan, that we don't follow the robe and we say he doesn't have to redeem this child. We don't go after the robe that wasn't found. Okay, there's still a lot more to say. Obviously, on the Sugya, the Lord of Sugya, and Ritz Hashem will continue next time. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.